You are listening to John Diard's Life Spa, your premier source for health news and Ayurveda, where modern science meets ancient wisdom.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. John Diard. Welcome to the Life Spa podcast, where we prove the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with modern science. And today, we have a really special guest. It's really rare to meet someone and talk to someone who is a true innovator and creator of something that is such a kind of game-changing technology. And we're going to talk to Clint Ober, who's the author of the book Earthing. You may have heard of earthing and grounding. Clint has actually spearheaded this entire industry, founded the entire industry, has over 26 peer-reviewed studies on the effects of grounding and earthing. It's really an amazing pleasure to meet you, Clint, because the research on this is really amazing. The testimonials are even more amazing. It's something that when I first heard about this decades ago, I thought, oh, this is kind of silly, you know, that this could actually do anything. And then when I read your book and I read the research and see and kind of got a glimpse of what you've created, I mean, you've created this whole awareness of being connected to the earth, bare feet, really getting grounded, and the science behind it we're going to get into. You also created these incredible products like, you know, mattress pads and pillowcases and mattress and grounding mats and throw blankets and all these things that you can do in your home to actually get yourself grounded. Right. And, you know, we're all about here at Life Spa about ancient wisdom and modern science. This is obviously an ancient wisdom practice. You've got tons of modern science. I want to hear your story and I want to hear all the science behind this amazing technology. Clint, welcome and thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Dr. Dyer. And I'm really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to visit with you. And most of all, talk about my favorite subject, which I've been working on for 25 years now. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, I know you have a kind of an interesting story how you kind of stumbled on this or figured this out. We'd love to hear that.
And one day I was fixing a computer. Back then in the 90s, computers, they would crash and you had to restart them up and bring up the programs and so on. And it was kind of a dry time of the year there. And so when I touched it, it was the static charge coming off my body that was affecting the software. And so I would wind it down, whatever. So then I got tired of it. So I went, found a piece of copper tape, about a half inch wide, a few feet long, and I taped it on top of my desk and connected it to a ground cord, a wire, and went over and connected it to the electrical ground in the building outlet. And then before I would touch my computer, I would always touch the tape, ground myself, and discharge the electrical charge that was on my body from the carpet and just the environment. And then I can go bring the computer up and do my work. No problem. The computer is just fine. And so anyhow, about an hour or so after that, I went outdoors and I was sitting on a bench. And it was downtown or down in the tourist area in Sedona. And a big tour bus pulled up. And in that tour bus, it was, you know, I believe it was a Japanese tour group because they were short. But the thing that was stood out was they were all wearing white tennis shoes, like the Nike type athletic footwear. And for some reason, I wonder if there's a consequence to humans wearing these shoes because we're no longer naturally grounded. When I was grounded, we were either barefoot or we wore a leather-soled shoe. And leather was expensive. You had to take care of it. You didn't get it wet. You didn't do whatever. And so anyhow, I didn't know. But that night, because fixing the computer, I realized all this charge that was on the body. So I went home that night and I took a meter out and started and just put a screwdriver in the ground, connected it to a piece of wire that I had. And then I walked in the house, connected one side to the meter and the other side, I just held the probe in my hand. I started walking around and I could see all these spike charges and I knew that they were static charges, static electricity. Anytime you pick your foot up off the floor, you're going to create a static charge because you have dissimilar fabrics or leather shoes or rubber sole shoes and carpets and all these things. So we live in all of our modern living environments are static generators, almost everything, just sitting on a couch, going to bed at night, you're rolling around on a bed that's, got this much foam in it and whatever. And so there's static, you can't see it. The only time you can feel it is when you can touch a doorknob and you feel the spark. Unless you take at night, sometimes you can bring your sheet up like this and wave it, and you'll see that little lightning storm inside your sheets, depending on where you live. So that's all static charge. That's all electrical. And I had no concept back in those days that the human body was electrical in nature. I just assumed that it was, I'm not eating enough blueberries, or I'm not enough vitamin this, or all of these things. But through the process of, so anyhow, I went and recognized all these charges, especially in my bedroom. So it was early enough that I could make it to the hardware store. We didn't have Home Depot, we just had hardware stores back then. And I found a roll of 3-inch wide metal duct tape, aluminum duct tape that you use for heating events. And so I bought a roll of it. I went home and I threw a wire out the bedroom window and connected it to a little ground rod. And then I connected the, put the duct tape across my bed, just laid it across my bed, because that's where the static and that's where the electrical noise was the worst. And so I just laid it across there. And then I took a meter, did the same thing. And so I could measure and the charge on my body and then touch or lay on the tape. And when I would lay on the tape, the charge would all disappear, which that's what grounding's all about. That's why we ground communication systems. That's why we ground refrigerators. Anything electrical in your home is grounded. It's there to maintain electrical stability and prevent the possibility of a short or a fire, primarily. And so I did that. But when I was doing that and testing it, it was probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. So I had the meter in my hand. I was testing it and just puzzled. How come I didn't know about this? Because here I spent 30 years of my life, in grounding equipment and grounding everything electrical. And then the next thing I knew, it was morning. Now, the odd thing about that was normally for me to go to sleep, I had to have the TV on, have some background noise. I had to have sometimes Advil or a pain, some kind of a pain med. And because I had so much pain in my body. And anyhow, so, but that night I just fell asleep and I woke up in the morning and I said, wow, there's something going on here because I don't sleep. Hardly anybody in their 50s sleeps. Or sleeps well, let's put it that way. And so anyhow, I was really puzzled, so I played with it a little bit, and then I grounded myself a little bit during the day. And then I went back to bed the next night, and I think a couple of nights, and the same thing, I just slept better. I felt better and I slept better, but I had so much pain. And I but anyhow, I was so excited about it. One of my friends that I had met there, I went over and I said, you have to try this, because when you're in a small town like Sedona, there's not a lot to do. So anything that's new, and you kind of share it and have some fun with it. But anyhow, so I went over and I said, you got to do this. And I saw I had enough tape left. I said, here, we're going to put this across your bed. And the wife came in and says, no, you're not. But anyhow, concept, we did end up grounding the bed and had him do the same thing I did. And then a couple of days later, he called me up and he says, do you think this could have any effect on my arthritis? And I says, no, I don't think so. I think it just will help reduce the noise in your environment, and you'll be able to sleep better. And because that's what the evidence was demonstrating to me. And so anyhow, then all of a sudden, I hit my mind, wow, I didn't have to take my Advil this morning or whatever, and my pain was way down. And I said, there's something really going on there. And I just was totally puzzled because I didn't know anything about this. Back then, we didn't have the internet like we do today or anything. We had LexisNexis so we could go into a database and retrieve data. So I did a search, nothing on grounding to reduce pain or anything to do with health to reduce pain by just standing barefoot on the earth or grounding, except for some folklore, some Indian folklore, until later I learned from the area of Vedic community that, 5, 10,000 years ago, it was called Earth Chi. And the original energy, Chi means energy. That's what it means, I guess. Yeah. And so anyhow, I after a couple of weeks, I couldn't find anything. So I said, well, I'm going to run out to UCLA. And those guys know everything out there. And I went out there and I finally figured out how to talk my way into meeting with a couple of the professors. One of them was in the sleep lab. And one of the professors came in and looked at me. He says, "You expect us to believe somebody's going to put a nail in the ground, tie a wire around somebody's toe, and they're going to sleep better?" He said, "Get out of here. You're nuts. Go away." Anyhow, we were able to joke about it. I learned first of all, that by and large, nobody really recognized the electrical. Electrical. Nobody understood it. Nobody understood ground, anything. But in this group of people anyway. And they, so anyhow, we had about an hour long conversation, but I learned most of all that they didn't understand what I was talking about. And by and large, I didn't have the background to understand what they were talking about. So it was a big communication problem. But anyhow, I did meet a couple of students down there and I said, I need to do a study and whatever. The university wouldn't have anything to do with it. They thought it was nonsense. But I did find a couple of kids down there that were doing postgrads, whatever. And I said, I need to do a study. And they helped me design a study. So I went up to Ventura had the study, had it all figured out, made up a bunch of mechanisms to ground people and placebo ground and all that. But then I had to get subjects. Well, if you're not a doc, a medical doc, it's going to be difficult even then to get somebody to participate in a research study. So anyhow, I was in a salon one day getting my hair cut, and I overheard a couple of women talking about pain and sleep. And I thought, wow, this is the place to start. So I went over after my haircut and asked the owner, I said, if you know anybody that has sleep issues or pain, and I'm getting ready to do a study and I need, to round up 60 people that want to participate in it. And she said, she said, "Honey, how many do you need? Whatever." And I said, "I need 60. And she says, "No problem. Give me some time." Anyhow, so I ended up going through a half a dozen different salons and finding 60 people over about a month and a half that, they all had pain. They all had sleep problems. And those people, they'll do about anything because, just because of the state of their mental states. And so anyhow, I grounded 30 people, put a placebo ground in 30 people, and I could talk for hours about that experience and all the thing that went on with it. But I learned two things primarily from that study. One, I did not know what I was doing. It was purely an anecdotal study because everybody says you have to have more information before anybody can understand what you're talking about or believe it. So I said, okay, fine, I'll go get some. And I'm a cowboy from Montana. I'm used to doing whatever it takes with baling wire or whatever it takes. Let's just get it done. And so anyhow, I grounded 30 people. They were blinded. Our 30 were blinded. They had looked like a real pad, but that wasn't. And I had a nurse that was kind of blinded to all of it. And she was the one who actually was the interface between the subjects. And so I think we grounded them for 30 days. Some of them were 6 weeks because some of them were on menstrual cycles and we had to do, for some reason, we had to wait until before or after. And so anyhow, we ended up with, I think, near 50 of the subjects completing the study. And the thing that dumbfounded us the most, we were asking about pain and sleep. But what the subjects were talking about, they were all sleeping better. Most of them are reporting they were grounded, slept better. The others was no big deal about anything. They were why we were even bothering with us. But anyhow, the ones who were grounded, they started talking about TMJ disappearing or pain disappearing or the big one is PMS. You know, especially the younger. I had one girl that she was in her 20s. And, for 1 week a month, she couldn't go to work because her symptoms were so bad, and she just sailed right through it like nothing ever happened when she was sleeping on the grounding, the mat that we had given them to sleep on, and so it went on, and then all of a sudden, and I remember one lady I was talking to her, and she said, "Well, this can't be a cure-all." I said, "I don't think it is a cure-all at all. I think what it is." I think there might be a causal here because everybody's talking about reduction of pain and improved sleep and so on. So it went on, and then I ended up after that study, I did write it up. I did get it published in the Electrostatic Discharge Journal. Somebody that understood what I was talking about, which is a big industry, by the way, a huge industry. And because you have to control the electrical environments in all manufacturing and all communications, anything electrical has to be, you have to control ambient charge or static charges or anything that can create a spark. And so anyhow, this went on. I don't hope I hope I'm staying on point here enough for you, because you can edit some of this out if it gets too crazy. But anyhow, I shortly after I did that study, I had enough evidence that something is really going on here. I have been working on this for many years, and then in 2004, there was a group of researchers at back at Boston Mass that I can't remember the name, can't recall all the names right now, but anyhow, they were researching. They came out. And they were researching what we now call inflammation. The word inflammation really didn't exist before 204 in the public's mind. It was oxidative stress, but nobody understood that term either. So anyhow, but they came out and they said, you do not have all these modern health disorders. What you have, there's one real health disorder. It's inflammation, chronic inflammation. Body is on fire. It actually showed on Time magazine in the 204 edition, and I think it was December 204, and it showed a flame and it showed the body on fire and it said inflammation, and then it said there's only you have all these disorders and all these health challenges, but they're primarily related to the immune system dysfunctioning. The immune system is oxidizing. You have a slow burning fire because the immune system is auto firing. You know, it's causing oxidation, and it does damage as time goes on, and then eventually the immune system can only do so much, and then once the inflammation gets too great, then the immune system's fighting the inflammation rather than taking care of the body, and just everything goes south. So anyhow, I kind of pasted all of that, and then one day I had started to understand this in the concept of inflammation. And so what they were saying was that the inflammation is, or trying to find out what's the, everybody wanted to know, why does grounding affect the body? Why do you get better? Why do you have less pain? Why? Nobody knew. I didn't know. I didn't understand anything about the body to speak of. But anyhow, so I kept searching and searching and trying to figure out, you know, why does grounding reduce pain? Why does grounding improve sleep and so on? And so then you start diving deep into it. One day I was reading a paper and I came across white blood cells and was studying neutrophils. And so if you have a standard oxidative burst, you know, which we do all the time, every day, depending on what the environment, you know, so the immune system is releasing reactive oxygen species, or let's say white blood cells, neutrophils, and you have a pathogen over here. And so the neutrophil is going to come over here and it's going to release what we call reactive oxygen species. To me, that lit a fire because I knew that reactive oxygen species, I mean, we were talking about fire. We were talking about an electrical fire that made sense to me for some reason. And so the bell went off and I said, okay, now I'm getting it. So then what I figured out by accident was that when you ground the human body, everybody was always thinking, well, something is leaving the body and going to the earth. You know, the earth is whatever. And in the study, I had learned that, you know, there's something coming up the wire. And and there's an energy coming up the wire, and it's something is going on there. That's another subject almost. But I recognized that that the only thing grounding could be doing is if you're absorbing an electron from the earth is a reservoir of electrons. It's charged by the sun, photons, protons, electrons, whatever, and then they hit the earth and then warm the earth, and the earth has you know, this static charge energy, and on the other hand, it has its own frequencies because you have the molten core of the earth turning this way, and the shell, which is cool, turning this way. That's what creates the magnetic field, and then it goes on, and then you have these vibrations and these rhythms, and you have the ocean waves, which are the constant frequency generator out there. It's kind of a crude frequency, but it's a constant. And so it's exciting the electrons on the earth. And from that, all things manifest because you have to have frequency, you have to have energy, you have to have something driving this. And so it's the sun and so on. But I don't want to go down that rabbit hole today. It's too deep. But the so I recognize that when you touch the earth, then if you are short of electrons, because what's happening with an oxidative burst is you're releasing reactive oxygen, which are charged molecules or particles, and they're going in and ripping an electron away from a pathogen. And that's how the immune system destroys pathogens. And then I thought, well, okay, so something's going wrong right there. So that's when I was able to put together the electron. When you touch the earth, because the earth is so large, and because the electric field of the earth is so immensely large compared to a body or a plant or anything else, so if there's going to be a push, it's going to equalize with the greater energetic source, which is the earth itself. So what's coming up the wire is earth energy. Some people can call this chi, earth chi, some people can call it whatever, but it's a primal energy that was there from the beginning of time.
Is it
And all
electrons?
things
Is it
grow
electrons?
with in this environment of this earth energy. And I didn't really understand it at all. I was just a cowboy searching through the weeds trying to figure it out. And so anyhow, I just cowboy logic. I said, you know, well, the only thing we're doing to the body is we're adding an electron to the body. And so what's happening is because we no longer are barefoot or no longer in contact with the earth or living in these electrically charged environments, our bodies are forever, we're short of electrons, or we're short of something, let's put it that way. And so I just recognize that when we connect to the earth, there is an energy or a again, I don't want to go too far. I don't know where your listeners are. But anyhow, so there's an energy, there's a source. A lot of people call it life force, life source, all these things. It's there and it comes up that wire. And when we are touching it, then because our bodies are conductive, we absorb it and it re-energizes our body, equalizes our body with the earth.
So when you have free radical damage, the one of the electrons are missing in, right? So what you're saying then is that when you ground, you're actually getting electrons from the earth that are actually resolving the lost electron due to free radical damage or to some pathogen or something like that. So you're basically, satisfying the electron, so they're actually balanced with the protons and electrons. So you're actually replacing that. Is that what's happening?
You're stabilizing the immune system because the immune system is an electrical, it's operating with electrical charges.
Right.
And so, yeah, when you put rubber-soled shoes on, you are insulating yourself from the earth. Or you put, anytime you are not touching the earth conductively, whether it's bare skin or leather-soled shoes or whatever. Anytime you lose that connection, then your immune system can run short of electrons, or there's an electron deficiency. I'm not,
So let me
yes.
ask you, this. You mentioned, so is it that you're actually replacing missing electrons? But you also indicated that there was something deeper going on, and my audience is ready for that. So if there's something more, on a more subtle level that you can explain this, that would be great to hear as well.
Well, it's like I've had many, standard thoughts in the electrical world. What's coming up the wire? Well, it has to be electrons. Well, electrons don't move that fast, and they move very slow. But the charge that's created by electrons, that's what's traveling up the wire. That's what's traveling down the wire in your electrical system at home and so on. You don't have electrons moving very much at all. And so we're dealing with charge. Well, the Earth has a static charge. It's powered by the sun, and then all of the energy that is created by the Earth moving, spinning in space and the universe. I mean, it's all one thing. We're all connected, and it's all connected, and we're an extension of it, actually. But anyhow, so what is that thing? What is that? Is it electron? You can go all the way down to dark matter, dark energy, all these things. It's not that, but there's something. Some fluid, some force, some energetic life force that is the ground or is the stable environment for the body to do what it does. I mean, to have create life and create energy, and it has to have a stable every cell in the body has an electrical charge, and all cells communicate with electrical charges. So, and then all organs and so we have our own energy field. We have our own, whether you want to call it auras or all these other things, it doesn't matter. But you have this energy. It is measurable. It is real. And you in when you have in nature, you don't have outside electrical influences because you're part of the earth. There are no charges on the earth itself except for electrical imbalances with lightning, and they're dissipated at the speed of light. So they're not really going to be a static charge in the body or anything like that. But when today, when we are no longer grounded, we are no longer part of our, we have disconnected from our original environment, the environment of which we all evolved in. And now our bodies are full of charge, and our body is electrical. So anytime there's a charge, the reason you ground anything in the electrical world is to reduce and prevent charge. The only thing that happens when we ground a human body is we're reconnecting it with the earth, and you can't have charge in a grounded object. It's like the animal world, for instance. Cancer and all these modern inflammation-related health disorders do not exist in the animal world, natural world. Of the animals that live in the natural environment. These you have to go in and screw up their environment before they'll develop cancer or anything like that. But anyhow, so inflammation, is fire, in flame, body in flame, body on fire. Inflammation is the correct term to use, because when you're not grounded, then you have oxidation in the body, and oxidation is fire. And then if it goes uncontrolled, then it starts affecting organs, or it starts affecting the mental state, or vice versa. The mental state can affect it, whatever. So what I'm trying to say, and I don't have the words for it, I spent, 60 years of my life in this, something like that. And it's surprising what we don't know. We have concepts, we have beliefs, and, it's like the electron. Nobody had ever really seen an electron, but yet we engineer everything around electrons. And so you have to trust, I guess trust is a word. There's some force, there is some energy, there's an electrical, or it's a charge, but it's a static charge, meaning it's constant. So if you have a constant charge, that's different. If you have a frequency, that's going to affect anything else that has a frequency. Well, every cell in the body has frequency. So if you have something outside of the body that's generating frequency, or static charges going up and down, so they're influencing and perturbing the electrons of the body, holding them away from, or perturbing them or disturbing them in their normal function. And then if you remove the ground, or this electrical connection with the earth, then all of a sudden you have electrical instability and then chaos.
Hi, everybody. I hope you're liking today's content. And a quick reminder to go to store.lifespa.com and browse our Ayurvedic store. We have all the Ayurvedic herbs I've been formulating for over 40 years, all of our nutritional supplements, all of our books and tapes, all of our courses are all there, so you can learn more about Ayurveda and really enjoy the benefits of Ayurveda, which is helping us do the job of healing for ourselves and not to become dependent on a pill or a powder. I wonder if you've looked into the impact of either the lymphatic system, which carries your immune system, even though the lymphatic system is relatively neutral, electrically neutral, but yes, everything that moves the lymph, the muscles, yes, the smooth muscle, everything else clearly, yes, does need an electrical charge. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. So I haven't, what I've been, I've spent my life just doing proof of concept studies that no matter what you do, it affects physiology. I mean, the functioning of the body in one way or another. The body has, like in the electrical world, and that's where we learned it, is forward error correction. So if there's an error, then, it'll automatically correct and so on, provided it has the resources. And so I just developed this, I could spend the rest of my life just trying to answer this question. But no, I haven't gotten into the actual functioning of the organs and all that kind of stuff. All I know is you cannot have inflammation in a grounded body. You can't have fire in a grounded object. That's the purpose of grounding.
Have you looked into the impact of the grounding on nitric oxide, which is the vasodilator, which we lose as we age? Have you looked into that?
No, I have not. Yeah. The only thing I have learned is, and I learned this from the animal world, health is the body's most natural state. As long as you live in harmony with nature, with the natural world.
Right.
That's impossible for me to do or anyone else to do today. So we have to find ways to compensate or cope with this. But anyhow, so the original premise was very simple. The thing that kept me going is, and I've seen it in my own life, because here I am, I'll be 82 in a few months, and I don't have any pains in my body anymore. I'm aging. Entropy is real. But yet I can work 8 hours a day. I can I can still walk the dog. I can walk 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 steps if I want to. But anyhow, so, but I have this, but I'm grounded probably 90% of the time. I'm either, my feet are in the dirt, or they're on a grounding device of some kind, or they're, I'm sleeping grounded. So I make it a point, because I know I have this knowledge. I know that if I'm not grounded, then my health is compromised, because then my immune system is compromised. And
yeah,
your immune system is everything. So it's about stabilizing the immune system and giving it its the resource it needs, which is this earth energy.
So I want to tell you, you know, I read your book, okay?
Yep.
And I was super excited about that. So then that as I asked, so then that, I just a couple of nights ago, there was a Broncos game on, and I took the throw blanket that you have and I put it over the couch and I sat on that, and it was like a 4-hour game. I didn't move for the whole time.
Right.
And I got up and I was like, you know, normally if you sit in the same place for 4 hours, I'm 69 years old, you know, it takes
right.
a few steps to get moving. I felt
Yep.
like I didn't sit down at all. I was like, this is really weird. I usually have to take a couple of steps to just stretch a little bit. I felt completely normal. I was like, wow. So that night I put the mattress cover and the pillowcase cover on my bed, and I have an Oura ring, you know, measuring your sleep, deep sleep and
Yep.
everything. And I've noticed over the years, my deep sleep and my REM sleep started going down, and I'm really practiced what I preach. I do everything I can. And all of a sudden that first night, my numbers doubled. My deep sleep doubled, my REM sleep doubled. And then I looked at your research and I said, yep, there's the research study show that increases deep sleep, increases REM sleep, gets rid of chronic pain. And I was like, oh my God, this is really something special. I know if you guys are listening to this, this is really, we're talking to Clint Ober, the actual creator, founder, innovator of grounding. In the show notes, you can get information about where you can get his mats, his sheets, his pillowcase covers. Like you said, he grounds wherever he is. And I highly recommend that you look into this, because it's really an amazing technology. I hear, Clint, you're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on here, but the science is clear. Something's going on.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, the only thing we know for sure, you can't have charge in a grounded object. Well, if you ground the human body, you can't have charge. What is the, you know, all modern health disorders since the 1960s are primarily inflammation-related health disorders. So the body's on fire. So it's loss of, I mean, that's what I was able to paste together, was in 1960, we invented plastics.
Wait, say that again. You said that if you can't have charge unless it's grounded. Is that what you said?
You can't have charge in a grounded object, like an amplifier or refrigerator or a human body. That's why you ground everything, is to prevent charge, to maintain electrical stability. So when you are not grounded, then inflammation manifests and flares.
And we don't have the exact mechanism of how that happens, but we know that grounding, we obviously good studies here, I've been reading them for weeks now, that the grounding will actually reduce the inflammation, but we don't know exactly the mechanism of how that works. Is that accurate?
Oh. Yeah, it's electrons for sure, but it doesn't take a lot of electrons to fix a problem. It's just that we put shoes on and we lost this electron. When you ground to the earth at the speed of light, you equalize with the earth. Then if you have inflammation in your body and your body needs electrons, it can absorb them, but it's a very slow process. I mean, it's not going to happen at the speed of light, but the healing process, you'll expedite the healing process on the average, like in the Tour de France, and you know, a lot of the athletes, they all report that you know, they heal up 70% faster when they're grounded versus when they don't.
So what you're saying is that when a system, human system, whatever system, is not grounded, there's going to be interference in that system.
And fire.
When you ground, you take away that interference, which allows the body to, you know, deliver electrons when needed, to get rid of the trash through the lymphatic system when needed, deliver nutrition. Everything works better without the interference. It's like traffic on a street, right? You have a bunch of traffic,
yes.
You can't get to where you want to go. The taking the interference away is what you're doing with the grounding. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, the energy of the earth maintains an environment. When you're grounded, you absorb it and it radiates from your body. Like an antenna, you radiate, the earth energy comes through you and radiates. And so your whole body is, you're in sync with the earth. When you are in sync with the earth, I mean, think about it, it's like in your genes. You have, a genetic history that goes back, I always call it the 10,000 grandmothers. You have 10,000 grandmothers on in this chain, and they all got here.
Yeah.
But some set of them, they got you here, and you are really them, the latest manifestation of them, because it's their genes. That's who you are. And but they got through all of these things, and during that period of time, nature created, we have, I forget what it is, we have natural immunity to some 10,000 viruses that we don't even know about, or don't even think about. We don't have to, because the immune system has already handled that maybe some 1,000 years ago, who knows. But anyhow, so we don't trust our body. We don't trust nature. We're trying to outsmart everybody and outthink everybody and everything. But actually, there's this knowing inside of our bones, inside of our genes, that we are part of this bigger thing. And I can't explain it. I just know that it's there. But when we connect to it, when we electrically touch the earth, meaning you touch the earth, you exchange electrons and electrical energy, then you have stability, because your body then is electrically the same as the earth, the entire earth. You can't have charge in a grounded object. It's not possible. The earth is too big.
So some people have more static electricity than others. Some people walk around, there's zapping everything they touch.
Yes.
Would those folks have a more profound benefit when grounded than people who just don't, have that much static electricity in their body or not?
Well, the static electricity goes up or down depending on if you pick your foot up off the floor. If you're in a standard home and you pick, well, it doesn't matter whether it's carpet or artificial materials, and you have a rubber shoe on, just take and raise your foot up off the floor. I can show you with a meter that you're going to create about 3,000 volts of charge on your body. And it'll dissipate quite quickly, but still you have that major influence. So anytime you put a 3,000 volt charge on the body, it's going to perturb or affect electrons in the body. Of course, they're going to correct themselves and whatever, but still, it's an artificial influence. The body has to deal with this. We have to cope with it. But mostly we compromise our immune system, because our immune system is, dying on the spot. I mean, it's ready there to reduce radicals.
This is a kind of a crazy thing, but in the 1920s, when all the health clinics were going crazy and everything, and Kellogg had all these, everything was like really, it was into
Yes.
longevity for the first time. There were static electricity clinics where people would go
Yes.
and they would get zapped. And
Yes.
in Ayurvedic medicine, they would do massages for the lymphatic system with raw silk or with raw wool, and they would vigorously rub the body, create static electricity, and that was for creating a charge that would increase lymphatic flow. And they
Yes.
also showed that it actually, research shows it actually increases ozone. So I wonder, is that static electricity creating sort of such a stress that the body responds by overcorrecting and bringing it back into balance, or is the static electricity somehow good?
Well, I think, if you're talking about a treatment, that's one thing. But if you're talking about a chronic environment, like you go to bed at night and you're rolling around on a foam mattress and you have synthetic sheets or whatever, then you've got static charge on your body all the time, every time you move, or every time you walk across the floor, or no matter what you're doing. Some people haven't touched the earth in 30 years.
Wow.
And they're, you can just look at them, you can see the inflammation. You can feel the pain. And all too many of them, it's like these autoimmune diseases, lupus, MS, cancer, all these modern health disorders, they didn't exist. I mean, these are all, infectious disease was the and hunger and war, and these were the challenges of life throughout most of time. But today it's artificial. I mean, it's about inflammation, fire. There's a fire in the body, oxidizing, that didn't exist before the 1950s.
Yeah, I mean, you look amazing. I mean, obviously the proof is in the pudding, you know. I mean, you're grounding all the time. You're 82 years old. You can go all day long. You've got great energy. Your skin looks like radiant. It's really you're a great testament to this, Clint. You really are.
I guess that's why they have to keep me going. The proof. I'm the proof. No, we have a lot of elderly people that have been grounded. When I started this, I was 54, and so in the last 26 years, we had a lot of people that I grounded and spent years working with that group. Most of them were older than I was at the time. So today, most of them are gone. And so now, but I didn't take the time to really try to create a market. I was more involved with getting the science done, getting the movies done, trying educational, the education pieces of this thing. Because it's not about money at my age. It's about having enough to eat and enough energy to go keep going. And, but anyhow, so it's yeah, I can't imagine not being grounded, because when I go ungrounded, then I, the aches and pains is like you say, when you get up off the couch. If I go sit on somebody else's couch for an hour, get up, say, what in the hell? How can anybody not be grounded? Because you've got your body is full of pain. Everybody's body is full of pain if you are not grounded. If you're wearing rubber sole shoes, you're not grounded. I guarantee you may feel, but feeling is a very subjective thing, how you feel versus someone else, But yeah, it's really because the body adapts and adapts and adapts. And it's like Hans Selye was talking about, it adapts until it can no longer adapt, and then you die. And but health is the body's most natural state, I think. All you have to do is remove the things that are interfering with the body's ability to maintain health, which remove them in my case is adding something, adding your original life force connection.
Wow, really, this is really, really incredible information. And I want everybody to know that in the show notes, you can find, Clint's information, where you can buy all of his products. Whenever you buy any of his products, you get his book and you get these really cool documentary videos that he has. I wonder, when you, how did you stumble upon making these products to be so effective? I just read so much about people just, I mean, the testimonials are off the charts, you know?
Well, it's very interesting. I never intended to be in a product business. I never, my background is putting data over satellites and doing television and doing all these kind of things. And but when we started our studies, the only resources we had is we had electrode patches. We could put them in the palm of the hand and connect them to ground, and then we would, do biofeedback measurements. We would do, blood. We would do all kinds of studies. And but anyhow, so let's say here we are doing a study and we need 60 subjects and we have 80 to work with, and we end up with 60 of them. But when they come in, some of them, they have lupus, they have MS, they have cancer, they have breast cancer, they have God only knows what it is, but they have a health challenge of some kind. Starts out with anxiety, irritability, depression, fibromyalgia, and it just goes on up the chain. And anyhow, so somebody comes in with MS and they're sitting there and they want to be a part of the study and they're holding their hand like that. And you know that you can't have them in the study. But because they went to the effort and drove an hour and a half to get there, you go ahead and you explain to them what it was and ground them for an hour. And then on the way out, you grounded them with just a patch or pads or whatever. And on the way out, they're looking at you like, okay, my pain's gone. What am I going to do now? And so what happened with how these products came into existence was we would ground our subjects, the ones who were live grounded in the studies. They weren't placebo, they were actually grounded. They had such significant pain relief in 30 minutes or an hour or more, or sleep. And this is fast. This is electrical, speed of light stuff, okay? It's not, you can add resistance to it, you can do things, but this is like sunlight, it's speed of light, okay? So anyhow, you ground somebody and then all of a sudden their skin color comes up, their respiration changes, they can breathe a little deeper, and the pain starts to come down, their demeanor starts, they're not so mad and so angry now. Because when people are in pain, that's trauma. And when they're in pain, and then all of a sudden the pain starts to loosen up, and then they feel a little bit better. And this all happens in 15, 20, 30 minutes. Okay. This is not hocus pocus. It works the same for everybody. And you can, it's really, really simple. But anyhow, so the point is, so now you let them have a taste of what grounding does. And on their way out, they want to know if they can have the pad that we used on them or whatever we used, or patches or whatever. And of course, you have to give them something because it has such a dramatic effect, especially with lupus, MS, certain types of issues, all kinds of issues. Because what you're doing is you're reducing the inflammation. Well, the cause of all modern health disorder is inflammation. That's what they documented in the 60s. Now we treat it, we have 100 different diseases, but it really comes down to it's really an immune system dysfunction. Because if the immune system is functioning properly, then everything works. So unless you screw it up with mental and food and all of that kind of stuff and everything else, you still have to eat right, you still have to do everything right. You have to get back in harmony with nature. And so anyhow, then you give it to them and say, what the heck, because we couldn't reuse any of the stunt things anyway. And then, a few weeks later, somebody comes back in and wants to know if they can have another one for their mom. And then somebody comes in and they need one for their sister or they whatever. And then as you do studies, this seems to build. There's this, you have to get extra fabrics or extra things because the subjects all want to take something home and they all want something after they have this experience. So we ended up with an accidental business. I never in my life wanted to make a bed pad or do any of these things. But they did not exist. None of these things existed at the time we were doing this research, except for in the electrostatic discharge industry, which I was very familiar with. So electrode patches were the easiest. I just put one on the palm of the hand and sit there for 10, 15 minutes. You say, what is this? And then they come back and say, I need one for my mom. What are you going to say? So we ended up with an accidental business. We did not develop any of these things on purpose. But on the other hand, they're absolutely essential because once you learn and experience the power of nature and the effect that nature has on putting the fire out and correcting your immune system, your circulation, everything, I mean, it's just remarkable. So, but you can't, and that's the problem with everything. Nobody can really accept this, understand it, or believe it until they experience it.
What's the best way to do this? Is the best way to just get the mattress pad and just sleep on it? Or what do you suggest for folks to get started to get the best results so they really feel different? What would you suggest?
Well, there's oftentimes the first thing I always suggest is, and it's just do your own experiment. Go outdoors, get a chair, take your shoes off, and put your bare feet on the earth, and just sit there for a few minutes, and you'll notice something going on if you pay attention. And then if this is working for you, then money is an issue for a lot of people. So we try to have products that are very affordable. And it's not, again, not about getting rich. It's about it's kind of like you have a moral obligation to put things out there that are, first of all, they're going to work, they're going to be effective. Most of the stuff sold in the world today is not really effective. It's made of silver and things. I mean, silver oxidizes. You really need the carbon mats because they're the only thing that really hold up well.
Yeah, well,
Start.
just like sleeping through the night, like just think how many, is that the best way to get a result for folks, or putting it on the floor under their desk, or where they put their feet on it, or what would you suggest would like
I would say that the number one thing that of all the stuff we've done over the last 20 years, the number one thing is that people buy is what they call a uni mat, or it's a mat that's like 13 inches wide and it's 30 inches long, and it has a it's not an oil, I can't remember all the terms, but it's so you just lay it on the bed and lay down and go to sleep on it, and it's the most affordable one, I believe, and that one is and then migrate up, but it all depends on your income.
Yeah.
First of all, grounding is free. You just need an extension cord to connect yourself to the earth, and that's what these products are. They are extension cords. They're not mechanisms, medical devices. They're really like an extension cord for a lamp. And all we're doing is connecting your body to the earth and giving you something comfortable to lay on while you're doing it. And but anyhow, so the actual mechanism of action here is the earth itself. And that's free. Unfortunately, we live in modern homes now, and we're not going to go back outdoors and sleep in the tents like we used to. But so yeah, and this is a developing industry. It's going to, over the next, over the next 30, 40, 50 years, then all of the problems that are related to immune system dysfunction, they have to, we once this is more well understood, then the world has to accept this, like smoking. If smoking is not good for you, so you have to stop, or you have to bring it about so that people do. So here we learn that grounding has this effect, and so many of these modern health disorders can be, you can promote more efficient, more effective immune responses by grounding the body and taking the stress off the immune system from having to fight the damage of inflammation rather than just go do its normal things. So, but the more this goes on, we have to have grounded shoes, we have to have grounded flooring, grounded bedding, anything you sit on, walk on, sleep on. You have to have an electrical connection with the earth because it's part of your immune system. It's what maintains the immune system as it would be in nature. It's like the animals in the wild. They don't manifest these modern health disorders like people do.
That's
Now,
amazing.
but on the other hand, dogs and animals who live indoors with their owners, they manifest similar health disorders as their owners. Like 50% of their owners will die from cancer. 50% of animals that live indoors die from cancer. Outdoors in the wild, that is not the issue. This is nature. This is it's a birthright. It's who you are. It's you're not only reconnecting for the physical things that we're talking about, but there's also you want to call it spirit, you want to call it whatever you want to call it, but there's a force, there's a life force, there's an energy that connects us all together. And when it's like you can't be upset and mad and angry when you're grounded, but you get ungrounded, you're going to flare and you're going to do all these things. But there's this universal energy, this universal life force of which connects us all. And once you put your feet on the earth, then you absorb that. Then you are electrically connected to everything living on the earth that is connected to the earth, all trees, plants, people, and so on, animals, and so on. And there's something that runs between us.
Well, I'm sorry to keep asking this. I'm so fascinated by this. I'm going to throw one more idea out to you, and
Sure.
maybe I'll do more research because that's what I love to do. And I maybe at some point have you back and throw some more ideas out at you and see if we can't understand this. But there are ultra weak photon emissions that come out of our DNA, you probably know. And when you meditate and yoga and breathe, you create more coherent emissions. And when you actually are stressed out, you create incoherent, which are very damaging. And I wonder, you know, you keep talking about the speed of light. The only thing that goes speed of light is protons. And if they're incoherent, they can be very damaging. Does the grounding somehow create, take away the from the incoherent photons and create somehow some coherence, sort of like a meditation would, and allow the photons to carry information in a more effective way? Do you think that could be it?
I absolutely, totally, because it stabilizes, it reduces all the noise when you, and we've done studies on meditation, we've done studies on all this stuff, and yeah, when you quiet the mind, it's like, you know, most health disorders, you know, we talk about grounding and all, but most health disorders are start up here, you know, mental
stress. It's crazy mind, absolutely.
It's all mind. And then when we can't, it's like in the animal world, they dissipate all of the, you know, the cortisol from the chase, the fight or flight responses, the adrenaline, they always ground it out immediately after the chase. Well, the humans get angry, they get mad, and then they hold it. We don't ground it out. We don't get rid of it. So our bodies become charged. And then you feel, you know, anxiety, irritability, and then depression. And then if it goes on and on, then it manifests as what it, so the grounding, all it does is help you reduce that charge and get rid of the charge, get rid of the stress. And so you can harmonize with nature. But yeah, it's so simple. It's hard to even explain it sometimes.
And it may be just that your natural information carrying particles, which are photons, can actually do their job when you're grounded because there's less interference.
Yeah, because they're electrical in nature.
It's all
electrical. So anytime you can reduce the noise in the environment on whatever basis, then you're going to stabilize the normal functioning of electrons, photons, protons, all of it.
God, well, Clint, thank you so much. Hey, everybody, just a reminder, the link to get all Clint's information and all of his products are in the show notes. Be aware, there are a lot of copycats out there, so definitely use this link and make sure you're getting the stuff made by Clint and his research. And you always get a free book when you order any of his products. And there's a couple of really cool documentaries that he provides as well. He gets some really cool, because shipping is free. Clint's company is really, really cool. You can really tell that what he's doing is for the good and not for the get, which I really love that about you, Clint. And I love your work, and thank you so much. Anything else you want to share? Last thoughts?
No, I'm just here to, you know, help people figure it out. But most of all, if I can, you know, get people to do their own experiments and go out and get grounded, stay grounded as long as you can, and figure out what effect it's really having. But figure out the power of grounding. You know, most things in the natural world, they say, well, it's not powerful enough. It's not like aspirin or Advil or whatever. Well, it's not true at all. The most powerful thing on this planet is the energy of the earth. I mean, it's the largest source of energy on the planet, and it's who we are. But anyway, all I can say is you can do your own experiments. You'll learn the same thing I did, because it works the same for everybody. And most of all, take care of your children, take care of your moms. And it's like, you know, it's like when I started this, you know, autism, lupus, MS, all these modern health disorders, they were 1 in 10,000, 1 in 20 or whatever. And in the 25 years I've been doing this, now we have, you know, autism, which is an inflammation related health disorder, you know, 1 in 20 boys now. What's going on here? You know, and I keep asking, you know, when are you guys going to do something about it? And they say, we can't, there's no insurance code. Well, excuse me, everybody, we all got to wake up here. You know, we need to get back to nature, because health is natural. Health is a birthright. It's a gift. It came with birth. If you don't have health, then something you're doing or is creating the problem. Your environment, your living, your food. And, you can't go to McDonald's and expect to be healthy. It's not going to happen. You have to take the time and start tuning in. And the older you get, the more you do, because I'm very sensitive. I mean, I pay attention to everything now. When I was young, you can get away with anything. Not anymore.
You sort of have to, you go down the straight and narrow as you get older. You got to do it right, or it doesn't work very well. And you're right, it's so simple, really. We're just talking about getting connected to where we came from. And this is a beautiful technology to make that happen for folks so they can still, like right now, we've got 8 inches of snow out there. It'd be a little hard to get out there, stick your feet in there for too long. Great way
That
to,
is part of the problem. But you can, worst case, go clear a little snow away, put your feet on the ground. It still works.
Absolutely. Go run. Go,
Not enough for you to know that you need to go further with it one way or the other.
We had in our old house, we had a hot tub, and we had six kids, and our biggest challenge was the kids to jump out of the hot tub naked and run all the way around the house and jump back in the hot tub and see who could do it faster. So you can ground in freezing cold snow, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You can. Except don't, I mean, don't do anything that's going to harm yourself. I mean, you
Of
don't
course.
get frostbite or anything, but
Of course.
you can clear away some snow. And I mean, snow is an insulator, once
All right, Clint, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you. You've given me so much to think about and research. I can't wait to kind of dive deeper into this and hopefully, get a lot of folks excited about what you're doing. Again, in the show notes, you get the link directly to Clint's company, and you can check out all of his products there. All right.
Very
Thanks so much.
good. You bet. Thanks for having me.
Hi, everybody. I just want to take a minute and tell you what we do here at lifespa.com. I've been in practice now for 40 years, 38 of them I've been practicing Ayurvedic medicine full time. For the last 20 years, I've been writing articles and doing videos on the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with the modern science. If something's been around for 1,000 years, still practiced today, and you have modern science to prove it, boy, I really feel like that's something we should all be taking a look at. And that's what we do at lifespa.com. And all that information is for free. So just go to lifespa.com and search in your health topic, and you'll get the information, the article that you need, hopefully that will help you. While you're there, check out our Ayurvedic store. You can get there through lifespa.com or go to store.lifespa.com. And there we have all of our organic Ayurvedic herbs, organic skincare line, more books, tapes, knowledge that we give you is all there at our store. All of our cleansing kits are there in our store. All of our herbs are whole herbs with the natural occurring microbiome, the way it came out of the soil. And that's critically important because if I took the bugs out of you, you'd be completely different. We take the bugs away from a plant, like sterilizing and making an extract or spraying your food with pesticides, you lose significant benefit of that plant. And that's why we use the whole plant with the natural occurring microbiome. So check us out, learn more about what we're doing here at lifespa.com, and we'll see you again.
This recording is brought to you by LifeSpa, where ancient Ayurvedic wisdom meets modern science. Get access to free health video newsletters by Dr. John at lifespa.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.